I'm Diana Morton Hooper, and I'm the chairman of Block, and also the stage director of this year's November production, A Christmas Carol, the Alan Menken version of Charles Dickens' wonderful, wonderful Christmas story.
Blah! Humbug! For God's sake, boy, get out of the way!
Hey, have you forgotten how to smile, sir?
Move aside.
Alan Menken's version, which I think first saw the light of day in 1994, is very close to Dickens' original story, and he uses a lot of the words that Dickens used in some of the songs.
Help a working fellow reach the light, sir.
That's your problem, not mine.
Otherwise, I'm sure I'll get the sack.
Then it's the workhouse for you, isn't it?
We had about 93 people who came to audition for this production. We now have 64 in the cast. It's a huge cast. It's lively and it's noisy. We have about 22 nationalities in this production, varying ages from, I think, 9 and a half right up until 74. It's Victorian England and it's set in a market somewhere near the Royal Exchange sometime in the middle of the 1800s. It's got a lot of big scenes. It's got little tiny scenes. A lamplighter changes into the Ghost of Christmas Past, a showman changes into the Ghost of Christmas Present, and so on. There's a lot of scope for lots of good acting, lots of great set pieces, so it gives the club a lovely range of things to do, all with a lovely Christmassy Victorian theme.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Royal Exchange is closed for Christmas. Merry Christmas, one and all!
My name is Philip Deeks, and I have overall responsibility for the design and building of the set for A Christmas Carol.
Bah, humbug.
It's rather different to the sets we've done recently. We have a street scene from London in the 1850s. We have Scrooge's house, and we have the Cratchit's house, and then the Anderson's house, and we have various shops to indicate that street scene. So it's quite big, it will be very colourful, and hopefully look very impressive.
We see in some of the characters the different kinds of Christmases. The dirt poor Cratchits, Bob Cratchit works for Scrooge, they have nothing. They have a tiny Christmas pudding. His nephew, Fred, much better off, has a lovely Christmas with all the trimmings. So we see a little bit of the awfulness of Victorian London and the better part.
I'd like to be left alone.
Alone? But, sir, it's Christmas. Christmas Eve.
I don't make merry myself at Christmas. I can't afford to make the idle people merry.
But the poor of London, sir.
Are there no prisons? Are there no workhouses?
Christmas Carol is a ghost story, but it's also a story about redemption. Charles Dickens loved and hated his father. There's something of his father perhaps in Scrooge, the man who has done a lot of bad things, but who finds good and is able to change his path. He finds redemption and everything ends happily ever after.